Collaborate Cornwall 2012 was a conference to inspire businesses to work together and give some great success case studies from the past year's work with Partner to Succeed. Now, Partner to Succeed's Tim Bryant introduced the event at Newquay's Lighthouse Cinema.
I don't know about you, but every time I flick on the 24-hour news, there isn't really much new thinking out there. And I'm led to believe that actually it's in recessionary times that the greatest opportunities emerge. I think somebody needs to tell the media that. But I think we all want some new ideas, some new ways of thinking. And the reality is that a lot of the ideas that we'll be taking you through today and the thinking are actually not new at all. We're just reinventing them for the 21st century. But what has changed is the economy. We are definitely moving into a different type of economic landscape. In fact, the generation we're moving into now has been coined Generation Flux. Gen Flux is the abbreviation of that term, and we all better get used to change because it's a chaotic world out there. You don't need me to tell you the impact of that latest cruise liner disaster in terms of the consequential impacts that could have on that sector for years to come. Nobody knows, and who could have predicted that? But that is the world in which we now live. And so the vision in bringing this event together today, which is not just a business conference, we really want this to be entertaining, stimulating, challenging, thought-provoking, and most of all, enjoyable. And the vision we had was to set it in Newquay. And there are some crazy people out there that do this, paddleboarding. This is a genuine wave just around the corner at Watergate. Now, if you know what you're doing, that is awesome. If you don't know what you're doing, that's terrifying. And there is a lot of these big waves coming to our country right now, and even to our county. In fact, there's four of them. The first one is agility. The need for businesses to be agile and nimble as they rationalise down their business structures, both private, public and third. The second is to connect. We're very good in Cornwall at connecting. We're very good at connecting, and of course in the future we'll have super fast broadband. But what will we actually do with it? Then there's collaboration. Collaboration, as you'll see today, is happening all around the world. But how good are we at it here in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly? And could we be better at it? And then the final theme is accessibility. How easy is it to access your business? How many different access routes have you got for customers, suppliers and partners to connect with you?
So I'm here in a cinema with Nick Jankel from We Create. He's just been talking to Collaborate Cornwall 2012 about his thoughts on collaboration and how society and the way business is working is changing to be more collaborative. And Nick, just first of all, explain some of your thoughts. You were talking about some of the dangers, some of the risks, as well as some of the benefits.
Yes, yeah, so collaboration is sort of all the rage at the moment. And what I really believe it's not a fad, it's here to stay. It's a deeper structural change in how society is organized, and because of that it forces all organizations, whether they're non-profits, social enterprises, for-profits, whatever size or scale of the organization, that has to change with it if it's going to thrive in a network society. And one of the driving forces, obviously, of the network society is the internet and the way it allows individuals and smaller groups to share knowledge, to club together, to find like minds. And the balance of power has shifted from people with expensive degrees, high class, rich. The balance of power is moving away from those people to the individual in their bedroom, in their office, in their home office. And it's also driven really by the necessity. So at the moment, the world is extremely complex, getting complexer by the year. And at the same time, our time and our attention is very scarce, and the amount of money available to us is very scarce. So if you want to grow and you want to do something big, then you go, well, do I have enough money to do it? Can I get a bank loan? Probably not. Can I fund it myself? Well, no, because I'm at capacity, I'm working so hard. And do I have enough knowledge about this new area? Can I get perfect knowledge? Well, no, because it's so complex. How am I ever going to get knowledge? Well, I could pay for an advisor, but that's another expense. So what it drives you to realize is collaboration is the key to creating growth, particularly if you're a small and medium-sized enterprise.
You were talking about private, public, and collaborative, all those sorts of areas, and the good points and the bad points, and how if we bring different areas together, we can focus in on all the good points.
Yes, there are strengths and weaknesses with every single sector of the economy. So the private sector is very fast and agile and ingenious, but it also can be very greedy, and it can be little shonky morals around. The government can be a wonderful vision full of justice, social justice and scale, but also can be very intransigent and inert. And the third sector has so much passion, compassion, all these wonderful things, but it also can have issues of its own, including amazing lack of effectiveness and efficiency. But if you can bring all the good points together and get businesses working with charities, working with government to scale up ideas, to have ideas, to understand people and the way they work, create ideas which the private sector can do, and then scale them, which the government can do, you actually get the opportunity to create fundamental shifts in how things are done. The caveat of that is the collaboration economy is not something you can do by using the old ways of thinking. You can't step into a collaboration and be an autocrat. You can't step in and be all about yourself. You can't tell people how to be in a collaboration because they're independent. They're not your employees. They're not your suppliers. They are different people. You have to respect them. So whether you're the prime minister or a sole trader, it doesn't really matter. You have to be able to meet people at a sense of equality, a sense of listening, deep listening to them, sharing your intentions, sharing your fears and concerns about what could go wrong, about where you're at in your own personal life journey. And you have to be ready to have all these conversations to actually find collaborations that are going to work.
So if you're going to give one tip to businesses working in the old style, let's say, and give them a tip about how to move from the old style into the new style, what would you say to them?
The first one is really simple, is start networking. Get out more. Get out of your own office. Go and meet people. Go to networking events that have nothing to do with you think with your business. Get online. Meet people through Facebook, LinkedIn, through notice boards about the things you're interested in. That's the first thing. But in terms of a mindset shift, I guess the biggest one is open up. Really learn what it feels like to open up your beliefs, your ideas, some of them you've treasured for a long time, and put them on the table for debate and for sharing.
Nick Jankel, thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Tony Drew. I'm from Truro and Penwith College. I think the event's amazing. It's a lovely venue. I think it's a really good idea to actually bring the cinema aspect to presentation of the event. I think that's really good.
My name's Lisa Moore, and I've really enjoyed coming today. Met some very interesting people. Even in the ladies' loo, we've had a discussion over business. So, we're collaborating already, aren't we?
Hi there, I'm Richard Scott, I'm the manager at Paul Innovation Centre. I think the event's been absolutely fantastic. Wonderful venue, very well organised, very different, very interactive.
My name's Kate McEwen. I think the event's been absolutely fantastic. Really good way of bundling together all the different elements of collaboration. It's been really good, really interesting content, really interesting speakers.
With me is Kevin Lavery from Cornwall Council. Kevin, just tell me, how important is collaborating in the business environment in Cornwall?
Well, I think it's important that Cornish businesses punch above their weight, and if they're going to punch above their weight, they've got to work together. Because we've got lots of small businesses in Cornwall, they've got some fantastic gems and offerings across the piece, but they have to compete with much bigger companies elsewhere, so they need to work together.
Now, as Chief Exec of Cornwall Council, you deal with a whole lot of other businesses and organisations working with the council, so that's a very collaborative approach, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in the council, we've got to work within the council collaboratively, because you can easily be a collection of silos. We need to work with other public sector partners. Where does social care begin and end and healthcare begin and end? We need to work with our private sector colleagues. We spend $500 million a year with businesses in and beyond Cornwall, and we need to work with our voluntary organisations as well. So, yeah, we have to collaborate within the organisation and beyond the organisation.
Where would you like to see this sort of organisation? We've got partners to succeed with the funding to encourage collaboration. Yeah. Where would you like to see this whole approach going in Cornwall in the future? Because we've got tough times.
Yeah, well, I think we've got to move out of dependency. We've been very lucky to get Objective One and now Convergence money from Europe, and there's a lot, hundreds of millions of pounds there, and it's important we spend that wisely. But in the long term, being successful is not needing that money. So the sort of work we're doing here needs to be embedded, it needs to be part of how we do things rather than a special grant programme, if that makes sense.
At the end of the conference, I caught up with Tim Bryan to see what he had to say about its success this year.
Well, it's been incredible. I really don't know what to say at the moment, Matthew, because it's been such a buzz here today. I just get the feeling that everybody's excited, they're open-minded. We didn't have many hecklers. And actually, interesting, I think that's because it has been very thought-provoking. People that have asked questions have been very considered questions, and I thought our speakers were excellent. But the stars of the show for me today were definitely the clients that we showcased. They've got some fantastic collaborations. Our keynote speakers, the fact that they weren't just inspiring, but the fact that they actually recognised the work we're doing here in Cornwall, I think will be a huge boost to us all. So I really hope that everybody's had a very inspiring and enjoyable day.